News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, NATO military leaders are expected to meet today to discuss Ukraine as Washington and European capitals work out details of what security guarantees might look like for Kyiv. And joining me now to discuss this is Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Good morning to you, Sean.
I've been wondering,
because you and I talk a lot about Ukraine, on a fairly frequent basis. I'm wondering what you make of all that is unfolding currently, particularly with regard to Ukraine's security.
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. That's a great question, isn't it? I do think there is a huge amount of hope, both nationally and internationally, that eventually this war will get brought to an end. Whether that is matched by expectation at the moment is quite another matter. I think there has been a flurry of activity, obviously, over the last few days. And we can get into that. But the core question is President Putin actually ready to sue for peace? And evidence on the ground suggests that he's not. He still hasn't achieved his objectives. He's on the front foot. Why would he stop? And therefore, the only reason he'll stop is if he's forced to stop or he's achieved his objectives. They don't see any appetite still for military action to stop him. But economically, President Trump has threatened the use of sanctions to stop him. At the moment, he still seems to favour talking. And the danger is that President Putin might be simply chuckling away back in Moscow and playing everybody along.
The idea that the US would underwrite security for Kyiv, do you believe that's adequate? President Trump has outruled boots on the ground. He's talking about some kind of air cover. It's fairly vague still at the moment. Do you believe that would, I suppose, supply to Kyiv the kind of assurances that NATO membership would, for example? And do you think that it is enough, in your own opinion, Sean?
Well, first of all, I would say that if you'd asked me this question a couple of weeks ago, we'd be talking about the US said that Ukraine is Europe's problem, that the US was focused on China and actually it didn't want to get involved in security guarantees. Whereas all of a sudden, after the weekend's activity and the big meetings on Monday, there's been a bit of a change of approach from the US, and the US has clearly been persuaded by European partners that security guarantees are all about deterrence. They've all got to be about credibility. And the more credible they are, the less likely it is Putin will attack again, and therefore the more likely there's an enduring peace. And I think they've argued very successfully that America has to be part of that. And therefore, I think that's a really positive news. When you get into the boots on the ground, I'm not the only person who's very wary about that. To put a credible force on the ground, you're probably talking about 100,000 troops, which would mean 300,000, because you have to rotate them through. Some are deployed, then they recover, then they train. So it's generally a 4 months on, 8 months off. So you need 300,000 troops, and there were just not enough available to go and do that. And even if there were, you would lock NATO down in Ukraine, which would provide a green light to lots of other people. So I don't think boots on the ground is necessarily the answer. I think there are no-fly zones. That's an area which plays to NATO's strengths. And President Trump has clearly alluded to that as being a potential way. The other key one, of course, is intelligence. We've seen over the last year, when America withdraws intelligence, it makes life very difficult. America could still do that. It wouldn't provoke Russia, because Russia wouldn't know what Ukraine was being told. So there are other ways of doing it.
Okay. In your view, do you believe that Putin is negotiating for peace here, or do you believe that he is sort of stringing the West along, in particular stringing along Donald Trump?
I subscribe to the view that President Putin still doesn't recognise Ukraine as a sovereign state. You go back to February of 22 and the 40-mile convoy trying to take Ukraine in a one-go advance on Kyiv. I don't think that's changed. I think he's had to modify his near-term ambitions, the land bridge and down to Crimea. And I think he's going to continue until he's got that. I mean, let's also be clear, Russian forces need a break as well. I mean, they've got the economy on a wartime footing. They are generating lots of troops, but the army is war weary and the economy is getting more and more fragile. And President Trump doesn't want to lose public support, whatever that means, in Russia. So I do think he'll want a breather. The question is, you know, what does Europe do about the two bits then? One of which is land. How do you persuade President Zelensky about what might have to be some really awful compromises? And secondly, how on earth do you provide the security guarantees required? And I think at least we've seen some progress rather than individual NATO countries talking about that. At least talking with a collective voice starts to make it more difficult for Putin to divide and conquer.
We shall leave it there for now. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.